It's the hour of roundtable with myself, He Young, Neil Honglin, and Carl Benjaminson. Most escalators across the world that do have a standing versus walking system follow the stand on the right and walk on the left custom to speed up the flow. And I have to say, sometimes in the subway station, when I actually see people follow this rule, I feel this great relief of joy that people follow the rules.
But the one time you see people in Beijing lining up for anything.
Well, it's lining up is not something that everybody does, obviously. But when you do see people line up and follow international rules, apparently, to ride the escalator, I find that to be an improvement. And yeah, that's where the joyous relief comes from. But apparently, there are some new rules that's been implemented now. That is, China's major cities, including Shanghai, Beijing, and Guangzhou, have encouraged people to stand on both sides. So the regulation seems to have changed. So what explains all of that? Have I been doing the wrong thing, standing on the right and walking on the left?
You have been doing the right thing, and I would say it's still the right thing. However, others clearly disagree. So Hong Kong is supposed to be one of the first cities to promote the idea of keeping to the left on the escalators. You keep one side free for people who want to walk up or down. Apparently it does go much further than that. I believe it was something in London on the tube. A very, very long time ago, people took up this habit. There is a bit of a difference depending on where you come from, whether people stand on the left or the right. In Beijing, you stand on the right. In Melbourne, you stand on the left. Even within countries like Tokyo and Osaka, you stand on different sides. So every city seems to go through this debate about what's etiquette or not.
Mm-hmm.
During the 2008 Olympic Games, the stand to the side rule became promoted a little bit. There has been a bit of a controversy, though. So some people have argued that it's unsafe for people to walk up and down the escalator. So the best thing to do is for everyone to stand when they're on there, which means they can stand on the left and the right. It's also been said that you can do more damage to the escalator if everyone's standing on the one side. So, for example, in Nanjing, apparently 95% of the escalators across the Nanjing metro had more wear on the right, so there were more malfunctions because everyone's putting the weight on the other side.
Well, that's interesting, but I thought there's a really easy fix to that. That is, you know, today this escalator is going up, and then next day just switch the direction of the escalator, pretending like I know how to do that, but I suppose it's just switching a button or two. And then the next day, just the escalator's going downwards, and therefore you'd be standing on a different shoulder, so to speak, or different lane kind of thing. But yeah, now what about all this standing? Then wouldn't it not be giving those busy people who want to run up and down the escalators, okay, that's not, it doesn't sound very safe, but those who want to sort of take the fast lane for whatever busy purpose emergency they have, that, you know, now you're not giving those people the priority anymore.
Well,
what's up with that?
From the passerby side, yes, you're running up and down, saving yourself 1 minute by doing, let's say, 10 floors. That's a great time saver. But if you're considering it from the escalator side, actually having people standing on the both side of the escalator is much more efficiency, according to some new research, but it's not that is concerning me. I feel this is fun because social etiquette sometimes has no really good reasons, or the reasons are based on certain scientific research, and that research or that researcher are giving you updated information and in total opposite directions, such as drinking wine is not good for your health at all, or a cup of wine before going to bed is good for your health. So this maybe you. For me, I would just follow my peers I will just follow whatever everybody is doing, because that's what rule or regulation is about to me. That is to have certain thing to go with and having everybody go with it.
I'm very happy to have everyone stand on the escalator and not walk like I like to do, but give us faster escalators then.
Not too fast. And then, you know, it would be like people just falling all over. But okay, that would not happen. I know, Carl. Sorry. Carl's giving me that look. But certainly I think following social etiquette, you know, that's always often the right thing to do. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. See you next time.